Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brunner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is July 18th, 2024, and on today's episode, Indiana's Heartland Bioworks Tech Hub, which includes Evonik's Tippecanoe Labs, received $51 million in federal funding, and Evonik wins the Project of the Year Award from the Plastics Pipe Institute. Those stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, Evonik is part of a group advancing biotechnology in Indiana. Indiana's Heartland Bioworks Consortium, which includes Evonik's Tippecanoe Labs in Lafayette, Indiana, will receive approximately $51 million from the federal government through the Regional Tech Hub Program. Central Indiana is one of only 12 regions in the U.S. selected for the program. The federal funding aims to advance biotechnology and biomanufacturing in the Hoosier State as part of the CHIPS and Science Act of 2022. The act has authorized the government to invest $10 billion over 5 years to stimulate and expand investments in artificial intelligence, quantum computing, clean energy, medicine, and biotechnology. The Heartland Bioworks Consortium also includes pharma companies such as Eli Lilly and academic institutions like Purdue University. In Lafayette, Evonik manufactures a range of specialty chemicals for pharmaceutical applications and broke ground last year on a $222 million production facility for pharmaceutical lipids. The federal funding is an important step in supporting biomanufacturing in Indiana, as Tippecanoe Labs site manager Daniel Fricker explains.
Evonik is proud to be part of Heartland Bioworks in Indiana. We encourage and actively participate in the consortium's efforts to develop the future workforce for the biomanufacturing sector, support biotech startups, and modernize biopharma manufacturing.
Finally, some improvements at the Baton Rouge Zoo. In conjunction with the pipe manufacturer Teal Plastics, pipe distributor Grobner, and Louisiana's Gas Utility District No. 1, Evonik recently won the Project of the Year Award from the trade association Plastics Pipe Institute. The project replaced a badly corroded steel gas main outside the Baton Rouge Zoo in Louisiana with a high-performance thermoplastic pipe made from Evonik's flexible PA12 material, as Terry McConnell, a business development manager for Evonik's high-performance polymers business line, explains.
So this particular project, it was a replacement of a 4-inch steel line. They had corroding pipe, so they had options of either going back to a steel pipe or using PA-12. So they chose PA-12. Additionally, they were able to string the pipe out and fuse it in an open field. If they would have had to do the steel, they would have had to put the steel in place and then weld the steel alongside the road. And they were also able to horizontally directional drill this into underground, which was also a safety concern with the general public there. So a lot of benefits for using PA-12 in this particular situation.
The Vestamid NRG PA-12 is a non-corroding material that has a lot of advantages over standard metal pipes, says Doug Weischer, the business line's marketing segment manager for the Americas.
If we step back in time, about 50 years ago, almost every foot of installed pipe was steel, cast iron, and these type of pipes are prone to corrosion and can lead to system failures and leaks, and it creates quite a safety hazard. So PA-12 is essentially a high-performance thermoplastic material, so it has a considerable record of safe and proven experience in many demanding applications, including fuel lines and passenger cars, air brake tubings and trucks, and offshore oil exploration applications.
Before you go, more than 100 participants from 7 different countries participated in this year's June Joint Journey Fitness Challenge. The goal was to average 30 minutes of activity for 30 days, and an impressive 41 participants completed the challenge. Evonik employees also recorded over 7,000 miles and over 1,500 hours of activity. The June Joint Journey was jointly sponsored by BUILD, Evonik's Employee Resource Group for Black Professionals, in honor of Juneteenth, and EQUALS, Evonik's Employee Resource Group for LGBTQ+ Professionals, in honor of Pride Month. And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on The Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.